Hi, welcome to today's program. This is Kennedy with Living in God's Word. Today we're going to be reading Philippians chapter 3 from the Jesus Bible NIV edition, review key takeaways, and end our session with a prayer. No confidence in the flesh. Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh, for it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by His Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons for such confidence. If someone else thinks they have reason to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteous, based on the law, faultless. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider lost for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Following Paul's example. All of us, then, who are mature, should take such a view of things, and if on the same point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as the model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body. This is the end of Philippians chapter 3. So here we see Paul again writing to the Philippians, the church at Philippi, talking to them about not having confidence in flesh. He, out of all people, because of his lineage, could take pride in this, and he doesn't, because it doesn't mean anything compared to his faith in Christ. And so he's asking us to give it all up for the Lord Jesus, who by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body. So let us pray. Father, thank you again for these kind words, for these wonderful, beautiful, incredible words of wisdom, where you point us to the truth, towards you, that path, that narrow path that leads us to the truth, to the revelation of the eternal. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us the peace. Thank you for allowing us to treat others as you would have them treated. Give us the strength, the faith, the wisdom through the Holy Spirit to treat others exactly the way you want us to as Christians. To treat ourselves, to deny ourselves, to treat ourselves the way you would want us to hold ourselves accountable, to be still, to listen, to restrain, to show restraint, to show maturity, to show obedience towards you, Father, because we are your slaves. We are here to worship you. We are your children from here into eternity. Thank you for taking us into the kingdom. In Jesus we pray. Amen. This concludes today's reading interpretation of Philippians chapter 3. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. God bless you. This is Kennedy, your brother in Christ, always.